Well, will you let him hoe and do that on Sunday? I said, no, I won't let him do that on Sunday because I don't do it myself on Sunday. And I don't want him out there doing it on Sunday. Well, he can't come unless you let him do that on Sunday.
She knows how to keep him out of work, doesn't she?
You want me to go back with the partner a little bit?
That'd be fine.
Yeah. You just tell me what you want me to say.
Well, whatever you remember about Faulkner and what he used to do, and especially how the town and people...
He rode a lot.
You mentioned.
And he hunted a lot. And on the hunts, I'd hear my husband talk about that because I didn't go on the hunts. But he would go, and they'd stay about 2 weeks and follow the dogs and stand kill the deer.
Would he go with, how many of them would go on
Mr. Ike, Bramlett's father, and there'd be a lot of them. They'd care enough to last them for about 2 weeks. And
do you happen to know, somebody told me about Wade?
What?
Wade.
That rings a bell, but I can't place it right now. What did he do?
Well, he's supposed to have gone hunting with Faulkner.
Well, they had two, three camps down there. One, I've been sitting here trying to think of what the man's name was. Used to have one down there too, Robert. And you know, he left a lot to Ole Miss. And his wife left something to MSCW, I think, at Columbus, and some to Ole Miss too. I think he gave $500,000 two different times up here. And the chancellor's home was Robert Gary's home. But some of those people that went on those hunts had floor put down and carpets on them. And just like they're living in style. But they had a lot of money. But our group, and my husband's group, didn't have all that, but they catch coons. And you know, coon, you got to get those musks out of a coon before you eat it. Did you ever know that? Well, I had never had experience with eating a coon, the cleaning, but I heard him say he did. And the Negroes would cook them, and they would be real good. And my grandson came from Florida since the 5th of January and went coon hunting one night with him, with some men here, and came home with a coon. And he has been a taxidermist, and so he peeled that hide off and stretched it on board and went over and a man gave him some kind of a chemical to put on it to dry it. And I took this coon and I tried my best to find those musks. I went all through the legs and that's where they are. And somehow or another I couldn't find them. And I tried and he wanted me to cook the coon. Finally, I said, musk or no musk, I'm going to cook that coon. So I said, I got some vinegar. And I soaked it in the vinegar. And then I put it on in there and I had a little tiny bit of port wine somebody gave me, about that much. I poured it in there. And I put an onion and some vinegar and onion and two, three other things. And I let that thing cook all day and all night on the simmer. And